my favorite street in the whole wide world. My customers were musicians, businessmen, and ladies in fine furs come to buy new songs for their penthouse parties and player pianos. And you couldn't throw a rock without hitting some piano player in the head.
Whoa! Nice song, kid. Good day for selling papers?
Good day for buying papers. Listen up, kids. This is how you make a sale. Shucks, mister. I got plenty of nothing.
Well, you got a job. That's something.
A job that pays peanuts. You seen my ratty old shoes? Buy a paper, mister. It's all about that new Yankee Stadium.
But I was just there.
You were actually there? Ooh, I can just imagine.
Imagine?
Look at these rags. I ain't got much, but imagination, that I got plenty.
Maybe I can do better than just tell you about it. How would you like to go there, kid?
Boy, would I? But they were not gonna let a poor kid like me into Yankee Stadium.
I can get you into yesterday's game.
You can't take me to yesterday's game.
$1 says I can.
I thought this guy was crazy, but a dollar is more than I make in a whole day. So I said, you're on.
Taxi! Climb in.
But, there ain't no cab there.
Sure there is. It's right in front of you. You just have to imagine it's there.
Imagine, huh?
Life is like jazz, kid. It's best when you improvise.
Whatever you say, mister.
I told you, kids, this guy's crackers.
So, we're in the front seat or the back seat?
Don't be a wise guy.
Okay. I'm in a cab, yeah. Now what?
Well, you read the article in the paper, right?
About the big game? Heck yeah!
Then close your eyes and picture it. Yankee Stadium, yesterday's game.
Yankee Stadium, yesterday's game. And the next thing I knew, I could see it all right in front of me. I was in the stands, right behind home plate. It was just like they described it in the paper.
Your imagination's a pretty magical thing, huh?
It's amazing. Just listen to that music.
The 7th Regiment Band, led by John Philip Sousa. They raised the 1922 pennant.
And the American flag.
60,000 people stood in the stands.
Golly, my mouth hung open wide enough to catch fly balls.
Look there.
Is that Babe Ruth?
Yep, and that's the governor, Al Smith, shaking his hand.
Holy cow, is there anyone who isn't here?
Just wait till you see what happens next, kid.
And sure enough, Babe Ruth stepped up to bat. A hush came over the crowd, and the whole world seemed to come to a stop.
Listen.
I heard the crack of the bat, the roar of the crowd. The ball flew out of the park. It was a home run!
Now close your eyes again.
Aw, I didn't want to miss a second, but I did what he said.
Tell me, can you hear it?
Hear what?
The music.
But there ain't no music.
Sure there is, kid. Use your imagination. That's it. Now, is that magical or what? It's all around you, yes? The game, the roar of the crowd, the smell of peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I ever get back.
When I opened my eyes, we were standing right back there on the street corner in Tin Pan Alley. Say, how'd you do that, mister?
Magic.
Come on, stop fooling around. It felt like I was right there. Like I saw Babe Ruth for real.
Like I said, kid, your imagination is a pretty magical thing. Combine it with music, and you can go places and see things like no one else can.
You don't have to convince me. I love music. To heck with selling papers. Music gives me life.
Me too. Music is my life. You see, I'm a composer.
What? You? No way.
Yes way.
For real? You mean... you can actually write music?
Well, sure I can. Ever hear of George Gershwin?
Of course I've heard of George Gershwin. He's the tops! Say, you don't know him, do you?
Oh, we're very close.
Really? You know him for real? What's he like? I mean, really like?
Well, he's a handsome fella. All the girls seem to like him.
Uh-huh.
and he's very talented.
Shoot, I already knew that.
Bet you didn't know he paints.
He's an artist?
Sure, and he's got a mean left hook.
He boxes? No fooling?
And every now and then, he cranks out a decent tune.
Decent? Are you kidding me? George Gershwin is a genius.
A genius? Well, I don't know if I'd do that.
He's a genius. Why, I'll bet Gershwin has more talent in his pinky than you have in your whole body. His music? Now that's real magic. What have you ever written anyway?
Swanee. Fascinating rhythm. I'll build a stairway to paradise.
Ha ha, very funny. Who do you think you are? George Gershwin himself? Now wait just a gosh darn second. Are you telling me? Holy moly, this is the George Gershwin. I was standing there talking to the George Gershwin. I don't know why I was surprised. Of course it was George Gershwin. Who else could just transport me to Yankee Stadium? When his music played, it took me away from all the humdrum everyday hoopla. I mean, he wrote some of the biggest hits to come out of Tin Pan Alley. I wish I could do what you do, Mr. Gershwin. Create music right out of my head. I sell papers in Tin Pan Alley just so I can listen to all this music.
Kid, you've got passion. Like me when I was your age.
Really?
You need to trade in your papers for a piano. I made a lot of money plugging songs when I was a kid.
Nice work if you can get it, Mr. G. But I can't do that.
Why not?
On account of I can't do what you do. I don't have what it takes.
You got passion, kid.
But you're a genius and all.
Harry Ruby isn't a genius, and he does pretty well for himself. Say, why don't you come along to Remix with me?
The music store?
Sure. I wrote a little ditty, and I'm off to play it for Mr. Remick right now. Maybe we can unlock that musical mind of yours.
I'd never wanted to do something so bad in my life, but I got responsibilities. Aw, shucks. I just can't. I got these papers to sell and...
You know what? I just remembered. Mr. Remick asked me to pick up a paper on the way over.
But my daddy says, music don't pay the bills.
And I think I'm gonna need one for Sal and Eddie, too. Say, how many papers you got there, anyway?
After you, Mr. G. And that's how I met George Gershwin.